Episode 2851, God's Favor Outweighs Your Frustration.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a
stop sign, watching. Happy, happy day. I hope you're ready to go down memory lane, because sometimes we need to be reminded of God's goodness, His faithfulness to us. Make time today. Spend it with Him. God's favor outweighs your frustration. For those of you who are brand new to Creature Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to creaturenow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Life is complicated and confusing, yet deserves to be celebrated. But how can you see the blessings in the middle of the messes? Remember, God's favor outweighs your frustration. Have you been carrying way too much on your shoulders lately? I mean, seriously, think about this for a moment. You know, maybe you have deadlines. You have deadlines within your own home. You have deadlines at work. You have deadlines even at church. You feel like even sometimes God puts deadlines on you. And right now you're racking your brain. You're wondering, Lord, why me? And you really don't know where to turn. You're on your knees praying. You're asking people who you know and you trust. And when they speak into your life, you listen to them. So you're seeking out wise counsel. But here you still are frustrated. The weight of the world is on your shoulders. It's been an interesting weekend. I hope you've been playing a little bit too, along with carrying your frustration maybe. You know, for me, hey, it's all about football. And I really wanted some downtime this weekend. And it's been a crazy football game day. It was yesterday. I don't know if you follow college ball, but, you know, Alabama played LSU. And guess what? LSU won in overtime. Yes. And they even played it to the point where Brian Kelly, their coach, gambled to a degree. And I use that word loosely. Gambled and went for a two-point conversion to win 32-31. And guess what? Notre Dame, an unranked team, beat Clemson. Would you bet on yourself if God was making the plays? Think about that. Brian Kelly took a chance on his team. Statistics would show that no, you don't go for two. A two-point conversion, it's not going to happen, especially in overtime. Statistics would prove that. But what did he do? He went against the odds. Are you willing to go against the odds, against the world, if God was making the plays? Think about that for just a moment. Because we enjoy watching great games and seeing what happens, but are you willing to bet on yourself if God's the one calling the plays? Most of the time, we want to control what we want because we want to know that we've got it all together. So now let's go to the World Series. Maybe you're not into football, but you're into baseball. Oh yeah, baseball. It was a big night last night. Phillies against the Astros in Houston, game six. Oh my goodness, who won? Who took it? Astros did. They won in game six, 4-2. And Justin Verlander, 16 postseason wins, second of all time. He said this, sometimes it's the toughest game that you come out of. That's the best game ever. God's favor outweighs your frustration. You can't allow yourself to get caught up in all the rigmarole. You've got to do what you know you've got to do, what God has put in front of you. Life is too short. Life is precious. Life is a gift. Don't waste a breath. But sometimes we do. We drown ourselves in self-induced frustration when things don't go our way. We throw temper tantrums when challenges overwhelm our hearts. Psalm 5, verse 12 says this, surely, Lord, you bless the righteous. You surround them with your favor as with a shield. That is my prayer for you today, my friend. Don't fret about what you can't control. See the possibilities from a heavenly perspective. God has extraordinary plans for you. But you have to walk by faith knowing He has the plans. Go back to the game. Are you willing to bet on yourself if God is making the calls, if He's making the plays? Proverbs 16, verse 9 says this, "In their hearts, humans plan their course, but the Lord establishes their steps." You might be swimming in frustration, but let God carry you to the shore and establish your steps. Walk knowing He's got you. Really spend time in prayer listening to what He's telling you. Be aware of what's happening in your life. God isn't going to strike you down with lightning. That was a long, long time ago. Instead, He's going to leave breadcrumbs from heaven. And He's going to do it in His way. It may come from somebody inquiring something from you, for you. Maybe it's an out-of-the-blue phone call, a text. Could be a letter in the mail. It could be something your spouse says to you. It could be something even your child does that spurs a memory. Rekindle something, bring something up for you. But we have to be aware of what's happening. We can't just sit there and assume that, okay, well, if I'm just sitting here on the park bench, God's going to come and sit down right next to me and hand me this big, heavy tablet with everything written on it as to what I'm supposed to do next. Boy, I wish it was that easy. I know. Because I've been there many times, wanting to be on that park bench with that heavy tablet. But God says, Christiane, you need to listen to me. You need to watch for me. I need to be a part of your everyday. Let me wrap my arms around you. Walk knowing He's got you. Don't take anything for granted. See with your whole self, mind, body, and spirit. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Go out, my friend, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.